We always enjoy checking in with our various school districts throughout the Tri-County area. Today, we're going to see what's happening in the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth Bryant is the Public Information Officer for Lancaster Schools. And good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, you're ready for summer, aren't you?
Yes. Aren't we all ready for summer?
Yes. Yes.
The weather's turned. It feels good out there. The birds are chirping. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it.
Sun's shining.
Yep. We were having a conversation before the microphones turned on, and Elizabeth said, you're seeing a different side of me today. I said, I like this, Elizabeth. This is the summer is here, Elizabeth.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Goodness. Well, before we completely say goodbye to this school year, we've got a lot of graduates.
Yes.
To send off into the real world. And so what does the class of 2025 look like within the Lancaster County School District?
So currently our four high schools are in the process of doing graduation practice. I think most of those schools are doing it today. And so congratulations, graduates, because I know it's a big time. If once you have that practice, you're so excited because you get a little bit of time before you roll back in for the actual graduation. A lot of our schools also did either a senior picnic or some kind of activity type thing to support and celebrate our graduates, and we've had a lot of award ceremonies going on. I know y'all had shared earlier about award ceremonies for your own children. So as far as graduation, we'll be graduating next week on Thursday and Friday, and Buford and we'll graduate at 9 a.m. Buford High School. These are ticketed ceremonies, but I do want to give you the dates and times. And then Andrew Jackson High School is going to graduate that same day.
So that's Thursday, May the 29th.
Yes.
So that's Buford and Andrew Jackson.
I'm saying that, but that's incorrect. So okay. Thursday, May 20th.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Summer brain is already taking okay. a hold.
There you go. On Thursday, we're going to have Buford High School. I'm sorry, y'all. Buford High School and Indianland High School, and then Andrew Jackson High School and Lancaster High School will be the following day. So we have a 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And I really thought that we were doing everything back to back. But it's over 2 days. So we're doing two of them back to back, and then we'll do the other two. And so all of our district leadership, we've decided to travel together this year. And so we're going to travel to graduation together, whereas last year we had to kind of split who was going to be where when. And so this way everybody will get to attend every ceremony, as well as our board will have the opportunity, if they're available, to go to all four ceremonies. And so that's something that we did as a shift from last year.
Now in Lancaster County, do the graduations take place at the schools themselves?
They do. They take place at the stadiums, and then there's a rain proposal for Buford and Andrew Jackson will be able to move indoors if needed, but then Indianland and Lancaster would have, because they're bigger populations, would have a rain date, so they would still do it at the stadium, just on a different day.
Okay. So again, that is Thursday, May the 29th, and Friday, May the 30th. Those in the Lancaster County School District will get their diplomas and
yes.
welcome to the real world.
That's right. That's right.
They'll slap them in the face pretty quickly. Right. No, I'm joking. No, it's fun. You got to pace yourself. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Absolutely.
When you enter the real world, but it is exciting to welcome the class of 2025 into the ranks
yes.
of adulthood. And what's so interesting, and this has been a trend over the last several years, the graduating seniors go back and walk the halls of their elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I watched just yesterday, Wednesday, the students from Andrew Jackson High School walk the halls of Kershaw Elementary and Heath Springs Elementary.
Yes, and the kids are so excited. It's really neat because at the beginning of the year, we have a lot of sports teams that go in and do things like on game day, but then the kids get to see the opposite end of that and what that culminating part is, the little kids, to know like, okay, here's the end product. So we're involved. This is involvement that we can do, but then also we're coming back and you get to see that graduation piece. So it's really a lot of fun.
And I know it's always fun for the teachers too.
Oh, yes.
To go back and see some of those. I have a friend who teaches in Fort Mill, and this was the year that she was a kindergarten teacher, so they're all graduating. Mm. And so, you know, to be able to go back and see those kids and that you were a part of that story, I think is really special.
Oh, that is a great way of looking at it. Some teachers probably are seeing students and think, I never thought they would get to this point, but they did. So hallelujah. Congratulations. No, I'm joking. But it is pretty cool if the teachers are still there to see the kids that you had an imprint on at whatever grade you taught them. And they're able now to walk the halls and get their diploma.
That's why they do what they do, right?
That's exactly right. We were really excited because we've got a lot of dual enrollment students that are getting associate degrees as well, and that number's increased from last year. And we also recognized three students throughout the district at our board meeting this past Tuesday night that are actually graduating with two associate's degrees. And this is the first time, so it's our first, second, and third people, and they're all in the school year, they're going to have two associate degrees plus their high school diploma.
That's impressive.
As of the end of next week. And so we had them, we recognized them at the board meeting, and we had our partner. These three were from our partnership with the University of South Carolina, Lancaster. So Dominique Waller came over, and she was at our board meeting as well, and just really excited, wanted to highlight that because we feel like it is possible, and we want our other students to realize, hey, this is also a possibility. And then, of course, we have a lot of students that are completers in our career and technical education programs, and that number is also increasing. So we keep hearing about this, they're taking their certification courses, their exams, and just passing that, and they're going to leave, you know, as a completer, but also ready with that exam that they can show that they've got that certification. And so it's really exciting.
And what's pretty cool about this, they're getting their associate's degree before they get their high school diploma.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Put your thinking cap on about that. Think about that. They're getting their college associate's degree before they can get their high school diploma. But they work really hard for it. But boy, those dual enrollment classes, not only do they save a lot of time, they save a ton of money as well.
Right.
And it speeds up the time that these young people are in college. So kudos to the colleges and the schools, the high schools, to work together to make this a reality. We're speaking with Elizabeth Bryant. She's the public information officer for the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth, as we close the chapter on this school year, we're wanting to open up the book to the next school year, and you're working through right now the budget. So what does the budget look like? Kind of what's the personality of the upcoming budget for the Lancaster County School District?
So the upcoming budget really features the primary things that it's going to feature is just the natural contractual or cost of living increases that we would need, that would be necessary. That would include, the goal is this, we've just had our first reading on Tuesday night, so of course there's still room. We're going to have a time for the public to come in. That's scheduled at this point, it's scheduled for June the 11th, and of course we'll be publicizing that prior to the time, but the public can come in, ask questions, and then the board will do the second read at our June meeting. But that initial read entailed having $1,000 increase for teachers and plus their step, and then it also would increase some millage. But the total expenditure that they're looking at would be $190,688,881, and so that's just slightly above where we were last year. So it's a very minimal increase, again, just for absolute necessity. The goal in this budget was to look at all of our positions. Our finance department and our HR department have really looked at position control. They've looked at making sure that if each position has a number assigned to it, so that we're making sure that when something's filled or posted, that it lines up with the actual position that is needed. And then we also looked at some things that were able to help or assist, were just like attrition we had, you know, with some of our retirees, when they looked at what that budget needed to look like and what numbers needed to look like, to really kind of refine that. And so when they presented to the board this past Tuesday, our chief financial officer was really discussing about all the work that had gone, all the different pieces of that work that had gone in, and our board had a lot, you know, several questions, and so some of those we were able to, you know, address during the meeting, and then some will be addressed prior to the second read. But the county is also in the process of that reassessment piece, and so the board there, what was asked of the board is to increase a 5 mils above the newly calculated mil, which would put our operating mils at 192.6. But this is lower than most of the surrounding counties in the area, and so our debt mill, and some people want to know about the debt service millage too, which is separate, but it's currently 65 mil. So with this, we still want to make sure that we're, you know, servicing and reaching everyone, but also being very mindful of our funding and staying within the parameters, not only that our board has set, in addition to what the state has required.
Well, this, how big is the budget? What's the final dollar amount?
It's 190.
Okay.
Yeah, a little over 190.
A million.
Million, yeah.
Okay, and does any of that call for any kind of increase for taxpayers in Lancaster County?
There will be some. I think the millage would increase, so there would be some, you know, increase as far as that. But not from the standpoint of, it's not extremely drastic. And there's a cap. According to our policy that's in place based off of law, there's a cap of that 5 mils, and so we're asking for the 5 mils, but that would still put us within the amount that we can't go below with our fund balance.
So this is the first reading.
Yes.
All right. So then you've got two more readings before it's official, or just one more?
Just one more reading. But we'll have a public. Yes. So we'll have a public hearing where public can come and ask questions, and they can call anytime. Our chief financial officer is more than welcome or happy to answer questions. Our superintendent. But there's a specific time or day that we've got set aside, and we're going to have three different meeting times during that day where they can come in and sit down and ask questions, and then we'll have the final. The second reading during our June board meeting.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's the update from the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth, here's to a fantastic graduation to all of those in Lancaster County. Again, they will get their diplomas on Thursday, May the 29th, and then Friday, May the 30th.